Amen. That word about sermon proof speaks to me too. Amen. You know, it's an attitude. Sermon proof is an attitude.
Sermon proof is a certain attitude where people can get.
This word that is coming, I already know it.
This word already can talk to Afabia already.
You know, it's very simple. I read it this morning.
In fact, I read that this morning, a simple thing.
Nothing else can come out of it.
Nothing will come up now.
Before the word comes, you know the conclusion.
Even before bring the word to you, you sabi waiting at the end.
And there's nothing new in it.
And nothing on new panel.
But brethren,
the brother and sister them,
the word of God has dimensions.
God in word, he gets different level them.
It has depth.
It gets it deep.
And it comes by the revelation of God's Spirit.
And now by God is revelation of God in Spirit, that it comes.
That is why we are being changed daily.
And that make with a change every day.
You may hear a word yesterday.
You go hear a word yesterday.
It will perform some change in your life if you obey it.
It will make change inside your life.
And that's not the end of it. You will hear the same word tomorrow.
You know what I'm saying? Your end, but you go hear that same word tomorrow.
It will come from a different dimension.
And you go, I find that it come out from other direction.
And if you don't have a sermon proof,
and if you not get sermon proof,
it will come in into your heart.
It will come inside your heart.
It may not go to the same direction it went yesterday.
It no go to the same direction as where it come out yesterday.
It will go towards another dimension and direction.
It will go to another direction.
And it will bring a change.
And it will bring change inside your life.
You know that our souls have four dimensions. Four areas.
We soul get four sides.
You have your mind.
You get your mind,
which is always soaring, moving up.
We always move up with all over the place.
Either it moves up to God or it moves up to the earth.
Either it go move to God or it can on the earth.
It thinks of the good and thinks of the evil.
And you think about good thing, you think about bad thing.
That's why the scripture says that we should set our minds on things above.
Now that makes the Bible say, let we put in mind them and think the way they are.
Because God knows that we can set our minds on the things on the earth.
Because God knows it's possible for me to put within them and think the way they are in this world. Yes.
Brother, you agree with me that the truth is that our minds are on this earth.
You want to agree with me, say, true, really, we mind it too much for this world.
Because we are more of canal, earthy.
We are more of this world, yes, so.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
More of the things we see and do and touch.
But anything that we see, we do, and we touch.
More because we are babes. We are babies.
Because we are baby.
You will agree with me that if you see like a man, anything you give him now, it goes first of all to the mouth.
You look like a man, anything you get right now, it is put in my mouth.
So that's why when we are babies,
I make when we are baby,
anything we hear, it first of all goes to the mouth.
Anything we hear in for taste and
it goes to the flesh.
It goes to the flesh.
But a mature person,
but possibly mature,
the grown ups,
people who don't grow up,
when we pick up something.
When we pick something up,
it doesn't go to my mouth first.
It ain't gonna be much first.
First of all, I look at it.
First, I look at
it. I have to go and wash it.
I go for wash them.
And I will see whether it is something that I should eat or whether I should throw away.
For eat them or for throw them.
And even if when I want to eat it, I first of all taste it.
Even before I eat them, I taste them first.
To see whether it is sweet.
For see if it's sweet.
Is it profitable for me?
It good for me?
Is there poison in it?
Poison there?
Will it enrich me?
It go make us grow.
That is how we know who is mature.
And then you know who that mature.
And brethren, we now think of what we can learn from it.
And you have before thing, but what I will learn from this.
Something happened this morning.
Something happened
room.
This morning.
There was light.
Light, meaning.
And I was struggling to read in the dark, struggling to see what I was reading.
Light, and that me being a struggle for read what's in the Bible and inside dark.
Brother Chijoke said, do you know there is light? Do you want light?
I remember Brother Chijoke said, you know say light there?
I said yes, I want light. He now turned on the light on the roof of the room.
And I light come on.
It wasn't enough.
It'll not be okay.
He told me, turn on your bedside lamp.
He said, look, the lamp over by the bedside. He said, put it on.
I turned it on.
And I put it on.
I had light.
I get light.
And then immediately we all said, my people perish because of lack of knowledge.
We say, people they perish because they don't get knowledge.
Brethren, that is the truth about life.
Brother and sister, that is the true thing about life.
More so about this life, this Christian road path we are walking.
Christian path through the worker.
Many of us, we are dying.
But who are we they die?
Because we don't have light.
Because we not get light.
That is why, brethren, we need to know.
Now he make we get for
know. We need to know. That's why God has sent ministries to us.
Now he make God don't send people there because tell me what I'm.
That is why we need to study.
Now he make we need for study.
That's why we need to submit to the Spirit of God so that He will enlighten the eyes of our understanding.
Now people left themselves to God in spirit so that He will make we understand.
Amen.
Amen.
Brethren, if we don't know, we will die.
If we don't know, we go die.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
The more we know, the more we live.
The more we know, that the more we live.
Amen. Amen. Little by little, He's changing me.
By a small, He will change me.
How? I ask how?
How?
Is it by my sitting down there?
Now, what we are doing and that?
And refusing to attend to fellowship.
Refusing to
study the scripture.
And I'm not agree for study the scripture.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's changing us by the word that we hear.
It is changing me by the word we hear.
The word we hear is life.
The word we hear in life.
The word we hear is Christ.
The word we hear in Christ, himself.
The word we hear is light.
The word we hear in light.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You cannot become a doctor like we have our sister who is a doctor here.
You know, be a doctor. Like my sister, now soon a doctor.
Sister, how many years did you spend in school?
Almost year. You don't been at school for studying medicine.
I'm talking of from your primary school to even now. I know now you are still even studying, isn't it?
From primary school to now.
You see, she can't even remember.
20 years.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I don't want to ask Brother Chijoke.
I don't want to ask
Sister Lucy.
I don't want to ask Sister Lucy.
A number of us here would have been babies. And so many of us may not have been even born. That is when they started learning to be.
That is the time when they start for learn for be.
And they're still learning, though.
And up till now, they're still learning.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And what they're learning is physical things that is not eternal.
The thing that way that they learn now, then natural thing that way not to life so to go.
But when you think of eternal things, eternal life.
But when you think of that life so to go,
we have to be learning.
We get for the land.
We have to be learning.
We get for the land.
And you cannot finish knowing God.
You never ever finish for no God.
That's why Paul says, ever learning and not coming to the knowledge. There are people who they keep on learning, but they don't know. They don't come to know it.
Paul says, they always learn, but they not even come for know.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
May God help us not to be such people.
May God help we for make we not be the kind of people
that did. Paul said when they should be teachers, they are still babes.
The time when they for be teachers now for teach other people, then are still baby there.
Desiring milk.
They always want for milk.
You see Amana when he's G3, he makes trouble.
You see Amana when he makes trouble.
You may have given him Iba. Is that one is not enough?
Nothing you will get
by. He makes trouble.
It causes trouble.
Mommy will take you. She will be shouting, "Mommy, mommy."
Mommy
will take him in somewhere.
Mommy go care and go outside.
And then when he comes out, he's smiling.
And when he comes out, he's smiling.
He needed milk.
What do you do? He wants milk.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But we as babes need milk.
We as baby, we need milk.
The babes need milk.
Baby, they need milk.
But mature people need something much more than milk.
But possibly we don't mature. He needs something past milk.
Milk cannot keep me.
Milk not able for make you.
The nutrient in milk cannot keep me.
Milk not able for keep you.
In fact, at my age, I don't even need milk again.
Right now, this age I get right now, I don't need milk.
It will purge me.
Because sorry.
It will purge me.
It will make a rumble.
Amen.
Amen.
So many of us here, brethren, we don't need milk again.
But Cooper, we now, so we don't need milk again.
But we are taking milk and it's purging us.
We take milk and we
rumble. It doesn't give us strength. It doesn't give us energy.
It not give us strength.
We are not growing as Christians.
We not grow like Christians.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
You need a little strong meat.
You need some meat. Strong meat.
You need some strong meat.
You need strong beef.
You need to exercise our. We need to exercise ourselves to something that is stronger.
You get for try for you say for get something strong, but milk.
Praise the name of the
Amen.
Lord.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So this morning,
Yasu,
I want us to look at something about knowing Christ.
I want for love we look for something, but how for know Christ?
Growing in His knowledge.
But grow in your knowledge.
The importance of growing in His knowledge.
And that is what makes it important for love.
The benefit of growing in the knowledge of God, knowledge of Christ.
It's a good thing, but where will we grow now? The knowledge of Christ.
You remember, Brother Chidoke, the night he started, for those of us who are here.
You remember, Brother Chidoke, when the night way is there, he starts.
He said something about Christ.
He talked something about Christ.
The doctrine of Christ.
He talked about the teaching of Christ.
And then we look at it practically. What can we be doing to know Him?
And we can look at the normal thing which we do for Noah.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
No, Jesus says, I'm vine. Jesus said, I am the vine.
Jesus said, me, nada, vine.
That's the grape. The man, the one that produces the grape.
And that thick way they produce grapes. And, be a grapes.
And you are the branches of the vine.
Na the branch there.
And he says you should abide in me.
He said, but stay inside me.
Stay in me permanently.
Stay for me. Stay inside me.
Because if you don't stay in me, you cannot bear fruit.
Stay inside me. You know will bear fruit.
You will not grow.
You know will grow.
You will not produce fruit.
You know will produce fruit. You know will produce fruit.
Our lives.
We like them.
Are supposed to produce fruit unto God.
They're supposed to be a fruit for God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Is your life producing any fruit for God?
You like to produce fruit for God.
Hallelujah. Amen. Our lives.
We like them.
A pleasure to Christ.
Now you like them a pleasure. Now something they please Christ.
The Bible says He's the husband. He's the husbandman. He's a farmer.
The Bible says in are the farmer.
And He has planted.
And He don't plant
in your earth.
Now you grow.
In my earth.
Now me grow.
And He's waiting for the fruit.
And He waits for make a dear real fruit.
Fruit of righteousness.
And then fruit then in for righteousness.
Fruit of goodness.
Fruit of goodness.
Hallelujah.
Nah.
Fruit that He will see in my life and He will be happy.
Put the way go see in my life and He go glad.
But what is He getting from my life?
But what thing He get from my life?
Is it darkness, impurity?
Darkness that you will not
on pure, unfruitfulness.
That you will not be a fruit.
Hallelujah. Or the fruit of unrighteousness, or the fruit of darkness.
Or for the if they be a fruit that darkness.
What is the fruit of the Spirit?
What is the fruit?
Can somebody name one? One thing that is love, joy, peace, goodness. No, goodness is many. It's goodness. It's good. No, goodness. The fruit of goodness is just many, many, many different types.
That fruit of goodness, if Boku beaucoup type de dire.
Long suffering.
C'est long suffering.
In this life, we are not long suffering must be very important.
Now this life, yes, so long suffering very very important.
You know, these days what we want is instant.
Yes.
Then there are na instant reason.
Instant coffee.
Want make coffee straight to come on.
Instant tea.
Tea as a make us with tea.
You know, we have even instant powder here these days.
Even in days there we get instant powder.
Yeah. Instant, everything.
All thing.
Quick. In Nigeria there's a tribe, you know, the Igbo tribe. They say Osumozumo.
One tribe in Nigeria,
quick.
Miracle, quick.
You know, in
miracle,
fact,
quick.
There are ministers that say they are Zubozubo, that you get it now.
Some people, some pastors, they call themselves Zubozubo, you say you get it now.
If it's money, you get it now. If it's miracle, you get it now.
Miracle, you forget
it. It doesn't matter how you get it. Zubozubo.
It doesn't matter how you get it.
And people are going there.
And people are good.
And they're going there. I don't know why I want to say what I'm saying now. They're going there. With gallons.
Then they go there with gallons.
Of what? To collect what? Water.
What do you collect?
Quick water instant.
Wait, they say the water now, they give instant, quick blessing.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There's the water inside. There's witchcraft instant. You spray it, witchcraft go.
So if you get witchcraft, they say spray about you. Then
if you have any enemy, you spray it.
If you get enemy, yeah, you spray about
it. In fact, it's instant for everything.
You say now quick for all things.
That is what most of God's people want.
Down there, Boku God, the people they want.
You want the instant miracle.
They want that quick miracle.
Hallelujah. Amen. If you have a problem in your marriage, you spray the water instant.
If you get problem in your marriage, you spray the water.
Problem in your life. You spray the water instant.
If you get
gone.
Problem in your life, you spray the water quick for me.
Praise the name of the Lord. There must be long suffering.
We get long suffering.
What again?
Faith,
yeah, yes. Goodness and kindness and so on. So what are the works of darkness?
So what are the works
of darkness?
What are the darkness, the fruit where they be?
Fornication.
Huh? Idolatry, adultery,
hatred.
There are many. You see, that was itself is even difficult. It's even heavy for in our mouths to name. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. God has planted and He wants. He's looking for us to bring forth fruit.
God don't plant and He look for make we bear fruit.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And brethren, we can bear fruit by abiding in Him, by knowing Him.
And my brother and sister, we can bear fruit where we be inside Him and where we know Him.
I want us to read three main scriptures that will form the basis of this discussion this morning.
I want people to read three scriptures then we go from there we will talk for this morning.
Hallelujah. Amen. First of all, let's look at First John.
Let me look at First John.
Chapter 1. 1-5.
1-5.
Sorry, I just feel like making this saying this because it just came to my mind.
I just feel for make this statement because it just came to my mind.
When I was sitting down there.
When I've been sitting down there.
And as I just came up just now, it's like the Spirit reminded me.
As I just came, the Spirit make you remember.
If you come to church to fellowship.
If you come to church or come meet with God.
And you want to know God.
And you want to know God.
You want to be like the people that constrain the word and the spirit.
You want to be like people the way they force the word and the spirit to come to them?
Like Abraham, Lot.
Like Abraham, like Lot.
Those two men who are going to Emmaus.
Then two men will be going to Emmaus.
You must come to church with your Bible.
You get for kind of church with your Bible.
Brother will tell you, you must have a notebook.
But I have to tell you, if I forget notebook.
Okay, me, I just want to be a little bit liberal.
For me, also, I just want to be a bit free.
A serious Christian who wants God.
Any serious Christian who wants God.
would have a Bible.
He forget Bible.
Because that is, when we're talking about knowledge.
When we talk about knowledge.
That is your knowledge. That is your power. That is your life.
That one day now you knowledge. That one day now you power. And that one day now you life.
That is your law.
That day now you law.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You're going to school. You don't go to school without textbook.
When you go to school, you know they go to school, you don't get textbook.
Even the Genesis, the smart people in the world.
Even them people they say we're in a genius.
They go through school and they study with textbooks.
Then they go to school and then they study with textbook.
They write down notes.
Then they make notes.
They take it back home.
Then go to house.
They study.
And then study
for them to pass.
So that they go pass.
Sorry, I don't know why I'm saying it. But that is the minimum.
But that one thing that the smallest thing.
Barest minimum.
The small thing.
A serious Christian should have.
For when a Christian gets.
You know, we just come and sit down.
We just come and sit down.
You see, that is why the devil is playing on us.
Now make the devil play with me.
The Catholic people say nobody should read the Bible.
The Catholic people just say nobody.
It's only the when the priest.
Now the priest no more.
The priest can interpret for you.
When you read and interpret for
what
you.
What he tells you is what you do.
What he tells you now.
And that is law.
And that is don't turn law.
That is why. Those of us who are here without the Bible, who sitting down and all that, that's why we're always looking up for a pastor.
Now make we waiting and so we sit down without Bible. Now make we always look for pastor.
And we are told yesterday that we all have access to God.
Then tell we yesterday say we get access to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm speaking, I'm sharing with you.
Are they talk to you?
You have the Spirit of God in you.
You get God in spirit inside you.
It should be. God will tell you what Brother Hubert is saying is true. Is from me.
You get God in spirit inside you. God will tell you. Say, waiting, Brother Hubert is tell you now. Me, from me, pull up.
If I tell you the one that is from my flesh.
If I tell you the one waiting on me, waiting we are.
That is not in the Scripture.
You know, we're not in the Bible.
That comes from my own mind.
We come from your mind, Romo.
Spirit of God will tell you, this one is not of me.
God is spirit. If you hear God is spirit, he will tell you, say, this is not of me.
Throw it away.
To where?
But if you don't know.
But if you don't know.
My people perish because of lack of knowledge.
Because, see, my people, they die because they're not getting
knowledge. Any word that comes, is swallow.
Any word we can be swallow.
Darkness comes, swallow.
Darkness come or you swallow.
Oh, light come. That's if light comes, you swallow.
Light come or you swallow.
In fact, you swallow more of that one that pleases the carnal nature than that one that will work in my spirit.
So you swallow, but putting in
flesh.
That the one for the spirit.
Flesh fights the spirit.
The flesh, it affects the spirit.
If you strengthen the flesh, it will kill your spirit.
If you make your flesh strong too much, it will kill your spirit.
Both of them are enemies.
They're two are enemies.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The flesh and the spirit are constant enemies.
The flesh and the spirit always in our enemy.
We give food to the flesh.
When we feed the flesh?
Lust of the eye. Lust of the flesh.
We flesh be for one thing.
Pride of life.
For the pride of this life, yeah.
Strengthen the flesh.
It make the flesh strong.
What do you give to the spirit?
What do you give to the spirit?
If you don't have your Bible, if you don't study.
You don't get your Bible.
If you don't make effort.
If you don't make
effort. The spirit is starved.
The spirit you go starve.
It becomes lean.
And it go be for.
It becomes weak.
It go weak so.
The flesh will squeeze it.
And the flesh go be for quicksand.
And you cannot grow as a Christian.
And you're not going for grow like Christian.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah. Brethren, this life, it is not physical life.
This life, Yasu, not to just physical life.
Christian life is not a physical life.
Christian life, not a physical life.
We are talking about a spiritual life.
We talk about life when a spirit life.
When we are there, across the river.
When we've been there over Sayanda. Over the river.
He used to go to the native doctor.
We will go to the native doctor then.
And he will do. He will pour this thing for you.
He
gives you something you rub.
He gives something for rub.
And if we are true, you see the power.
if naturally you see, you go see the power.
That is why even now, sir, we're even afraid of the witches. And
let me up till now, people are afraid of
witchcraft. Because we are not growing spiritually.
Waiting do because we not grow spiritually.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Authority has been given to Jesus.
Power. God don't give Jesus power.
In heaven.
In our heaven.
On earth.
Now this.
And beneath the earth.
And under the earth.
Why I'm still afraid of this foul spirits of darkness?
What you make up for still afraid that spirit of darkness?
Is because the spirit of Christ in me.
Because that spirit of Christ within inside me.
I'm not feeling it well enough.
I know they feed them as I supposed to feed them.
So that my spirit will be fed.
So that it go bear food.
So that I will grow.
So that I will grow.
I'll be able to challenge this spirit.
So that I'll be able to challenge that spirit.
So that I'll be able to overcome the flesh.
So that I'll be able to overcome the flesh.
That's why flesh has the upper hand.
I make the flesh. I make it.
Flesh is in charge of the life of many Christians.
Flesh is in charge of Boku Christian life.
Hallelujah. May God help us.
May God help me.
That is why when we get spiritual things, we turn it to physical things.
When we get spiritual things, we turn it to physical.
You see the word, you turn it.
When you see God in word, you turn it to physical.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And we use it to gratify the flesh.
And we use it for make the flesh feel good.
And the flesh is growing.
And the flesh the people grow.
Hallelujah. We pray that God should help us.
We pray that God will help
us. Please, those of us who don't have Bible, can you just promise God that next time
we don't get Bible, Lord, just promise
when you're coming to fellowship.
See, next time they come and meet the fellowship.
I'll just give you the minimum. Just tell God the minimum. I will come with my Bible.
Tell God that small thing is here. I will come with my Bible.
Can we make God a promise?
You can promise God.
You know God say when we make a promise, we should try and keep it too.
God say when you make promise, you will make sure say you keep that promise.
Even if it is not, you know, we don't have the strength. He says he will help us when he sees a sincere heart. He helps us.
Even if you don't get the strength for to that promise, when God see your heart, he will help you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can we make that promise?
We can make that promise then.
If you don't have a Bible,
if you don't get
a
Bible,
I think we can make effort to get Bible for those who don't have.
We can make effort to get Bible for the one we don't get.
We have brought a lot of Bibles. And if I will stand up now, I think it is who will stand up.
So they're
giving Bible.
Okay. So where is the Bible that brother they gave to you before? Hey, no, I'm not talking of you, Kumba. I'm not talking of you. I'm talking of the other people who gave this thing. Maybe you tore it and threw it away.
So what if you don't do the Bible the way they don't do you? You don't tear into it?
Brethren, the word of the Lord is powerful.
Amen.
God in word is powerful.
He says, converting the soul.
If they convert the soul.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Paul says, I'm not ashamed of this gospel of Christ.
Paul says, me, I'm not ashamed of this gospel with Christ.
Because it is the power of God.
Because
to salvation.
Now God in power for giving salvation.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You know, when Brother Chijok is prepared, talking about the soul.
When Brother Chizuki me start for talk about the soul,
it was difficult for him.
Even it's for him.
He would always say, yes, I know. You know all those people, restitutional monk, and that's when they talk about the soul. So
all the people like he talk about the soul.
When he talk about the soul, everybody eye will pop up.
When people talk about the soul, all then, they open your eye.
He will now open up the scripture.
And
he
go be for open the
he will bombard us with the scripture.
And he go give me the
scripture. This soul, we were ignorant about the soul.
He say, hey, this soul, yes, we not be no butter.
The occult people know about the soul.
Them people that are occultists, they know about the soul.
And they were using it, the devil were using it. And you see the occult people, when they are coming with an aura.
And the devil, they use them. And you see, when the occultist people, then they come. And they come with some kind presence with them.
And they intimidate us. And we chicken away. We look for holes to hide.
The way they come, they for intimidate you. So
when we have the power of God.
When we get power, God in power.
My emotion was weak. Then.
We emotion weak.
Our desire was on the earth.
We want to have been teamed with the earth.
Our will was not able to go up. Was just
we,
there like chicken scratching the earth.
We will power not be able to go up. We just did like fall picking.
Our desire was carnal. Man, the old man's desire.
We want to have been just then thinning at the world.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, those other people, they knew the power. When God started opening it up,
when other people didn't know the power, but when God gave an open up,
light now came in.
Light came inside.
And we knew.
And we know
that God wants to change us, change our emotions, change my desire, change my will. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Make me be like Christ.
Amen. Make me be like Christ.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So, brethren, if you want to be serious with God,
so my brother and sister, if you are for serious with God,
get your Bible.
And forget your Bible.
Open your Bible.
Open your Bible.
Study it.
Study it.
To show yourself approved.
Or make you show you God, and God approves you.
You are a priest.
You are a priest.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is not the priest that is in the shrine.
Not to that priest within
that. No, there was an evangelist.
One
anointed
evangelist.
By God.
One evangelist with God anointed.
I'm talking of Brother Dumbere.
And I've been talking about one brother, Brother Dumbere.
When he went out to the remote areas in the Niger Delta, where you have shrines and Mami water spirits and priests.
Well, go and place them now. One place in Nigeria where they call Niger Delta. Who saw them get boku boku juju thing they do?
A place where people tremble.
That side the people and afraid.
He went and he faced the priests.
He go and go meet them juju man them.
And they bow down before him.
And then bow before us.
Hallelujah.
I've witnessed him. They have this talisman. I'm sure you have a lot of it. They tie it, put a lot of things inside, and people hang it on their neck.
I don't see them. In fact, some people they get start chain with and they tie on their waist or tie on their neck.
He read the scripture. It says Jesus made an open shame of them, open show of them.
And he read the scripture. It just says Jesus he make open show of them,
triumphing over them in it.
He win over them.
He brought people, gave up their talisman,
and people let me forgive them. Seven.
Hallelujah. People who had shrines, they have brought them out.
Then people will get them Moriman host them bring a carado.
He brought the talisman and he brought razor blade.
He bring them seven day, he bring razor.
He started cutting the layers.
He cut them.
He opened when he cut, he opens. You see it? He said,
he opened.
He cut the open one, he brings it, he says shame.
He said you see I'm ashamed.
Till he got inside the talisman. And expose the thing that was inside.
And a pool that you in the inside.
You see all manner of things.
And you will see all kinds of
feathers.
What
is, you know? Say open shame. He made an open shame. Because
he makes the teenage.
He had the anointing and authority and power of God on him.
Because he didn't get God the anointing, God in power, and God the authority power.
When he's coming to the village,
when he comes to the village,
the priest, they take off and leave their shrine.
Then juju man and they run away. They left.
He will put fire on them.
He put fire upon them
and move on.
And he go.
But I know of another person.
But I know another person
who did it.
Well, do the same thing.
Something similar to that.
The same thing. Like
and the Jew priest said, hey, this man wanted to disgrace me, I will disgrace him.
And the Jew priest said, you want to disgrace me, I will disgrace you.
And really?
And not true.
The man's life is a disgrace.
And now, that man in life are like disgrace.
So? One person did it by the power and the authority of God.
One person used God in power and authority for doing.
The other person did it without knowledge.
The other person go do and may not get knowledge.
And the devil was able to deal with him.
And the devil be able to deal with him.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Then we have power.
My brother then, and sister then, we get power.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But you have to know it.
But you get for knowing.
By the word, by studying the word.
By studying this word.
And by knowing Christ.
And when you know Christ.
I don't know why I digress.
I don't know what to make a go on that side.
But I have a feeling God is saying something to you people about studying the word, giving your life to word, and knowing.
But I believe say God is talking something to you, but for me, you study this word and for me, you know him.
Amen.
Personal effort.
For make effort, you self.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
So let's just read that, John. It says,
oh, read John.
John says, John 1:1. I'll read from up to verse. It says, that which was from the beginning.
That one day we now be from the beginning.
I will ask, which is that which was from the beginning?
Now, what is it about saving from the beginning?
The word. the word. And that is Jesus. Which we have heard.
Say, what would all hear?
What do you hear?
What do you hear?
The word. The word that comes to us, have been coming to us. The word.
So we always only come to it.
Then you say, which we have seen with our eyes.
You don't see with your eyes.
Have you seen the word with your eyes?
You don't see the word with your eyes.
Huh? You've seen Christ with your eyes.
You don't see Christ with your eyes?
And how? Well, you've seen him in a vision. The disciples can say, because they saw Jesus.
The disciples, they can say so, because right. Then they see Jesus.
Amen.
But we can see him.
Yes. But which step we can see him?
And which eye do you use in seeing him?
Whose eye you use for seeing him?
Huh? Good. See him by faith. Okay, not only seeing him. Okay, you see him by faith. But let's go on. Which we have looked upon.
He said, "Well, we don't look what."
You look upon the word.
He said, "You look the word."
You look upon the word. You look upon it.
You look the word.
You study it. You look upon it. You turn it around. It has dimensions. It has depth. It has height.
It gets deepness.
It has width.
It gets height.
It has bright. It's not only when you look up in you only see the height. Oh, I know all the word.
Not so as you go, you watch and you see the height. Say, hey, I don't know all the word.
Hallelujah. Yeah. And you look upon it.
You look up.
You turn it around.
You turn around.
What did Joshua? What did Joshua? Was it who told Joshua? Moses. Moses. No, don't judge or something. Say, this word of the law shall not what?
Depart.
It shall not depart.
This word here, so make it not come out.
You know, we get the Bible and we don't even let it depart, we throw it away.
We get Bible, we don't
let it not depart from your word.
He said, make it not come out. Like
mouth. But use your mouth to read.
It not come out and you mouth.
You read it. Read your scripture. You read it.
He said, reader, with your mouth. With your mouth.
But you should do what? Meditate.
He said, what if you do for meditate?
What is meditation? Thinking about it.
See me, you think about
it. Turn it this way. You don't know. God, I don't understand the scripture.
I don't understand the scripture.
You know, for me, there are scriptures when I read, especially in the Old Testament, when I read it, I try to understand. I don't know.
So,
I just throw it away. I say,
you read something, I don't understand. I just say,
to where I'm first. There are times you say, oh, this one secretly belongs to God.
So, I'll
need the one that I can easily understand. Oh, John 3:16.
I need the one that I understand. Yeah.
Turn it around.
But he said, turn around.
Question God. God, this is your word. Open it up for me.
Ask God question. Say, this is your word. Open it up for me.
Sleep over it.
Sleep for now.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There's a brother I used to say, this one I've thought about it. There are people who fast, you know, for God to open up a word to them.
Some people, and they fast for me, God open a word to them.
Brother, this is practical things we're talking about.
This is the practical thing that we talk about.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he doesn't say only day. He says what? Day and
night. See, not so day no more for doam, but even next.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But that's well, it's like it's a price. But God gives us help.
It means that
immediately God sees that there's a heart, God will send help.
When God sees you get a heart for that, it is send help for you.
And he said, why should you do that?
He said, what do you make you for do that?
So that you may observe.
What do you say? So that you go begin for
to do the things that are written there.
Then think the way it writes inside it.
You cannot do the word of God without meditating on it.
You know how to do God in word
without thinking about it.
Think about that.
Without praying over it.
Without, you know,
that is why after every message, you know, we say, let us pray about it. React.
I make after all
respond to God.
We say, Lord, we pray, but talk back to God.
God finish speaking to you.
God just finish what talk to you.
Or to me. I say, God, I've heard. Thank you very much. I hear you. I meet you tomorrow.
I hear you. I wait for tomorrow.
And then you expect that tomorrow you will say, no, you lost us. Tomorrow you may try to say the thing, that same thing again.
So if God left you, so then tomorrow you could talk the same thing back.
But if you don't hear it, it's no problem.
But if you don't hear it, it's not also a problem.
The day you come and say, God, I want to follow you, He leads you back to that lesson
one.
In
that day when he talks, say, Papa God, I want to follow you. It is, can you go back to that
first day with you? But that word will not become flesh in you.
But what thing happened? That word, the inogu don't turn flesh inside you.
Practical.
Amen.
Practical now.
Amen.
When you eat the food.
The practical, when you eat food.
Do you take the fish and you swallow it?
The fish as you take and say you swallow
it. You bring the meat, you swallow it.
When you take beef, you swallow and say
it. So you take the fufu. Okay, since it's fufu, I'm swallowing. So I must swallow everything. Swallow the fufu, swallow the meat, swallow the fish, swallow everything.
So you take fufu, you swallow out fish and the beef, all thing.
It will not digest.
You not go for, you will not go for accept that.
Have you seen children, when they take these beans or whatever, they swallow it. When they poo, the beans will come out the way it is.
You know that the king that where they can take beans and swallow them. When they toilet, you see the beans, one.
God is ministering to me that is what we do to the world.
God, they say to me that I don't
know what they do. We don't chew.
He said, we're not the chairman.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We don't chew.
Amen. He said, we're not the chairman.
We carry a swallow.
We just
swallow. We carry a swallow.
We just swallow around.
And then when we go, we pull it out.
And when we go, we...
So it doesn't become flesh in us.
So you know they turn to flesh.
Day in, day out, we are the same, but we are exposed to a lot of words.
They come or they go. We expose and God exposes to a lot of in words.
Says so that you may observe to do therein.
So that we go
everything
do them.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
He said, then shall you. How do you say? Say you find you prosper.
Then you will prosper.
Prosperity is there.
Prosperity.
God's prosperity is there.
God in your own prosperity, day.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you will have what? Good success.
And you will get good success.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Many of us, it's failure that is all around us.
We are so fail business.
Turn right, failure.
Oh, turn this way.
Failure in marriage.
When you turn, you
failure in marriage, school.
You go to school, you fail.
Failure in business.
You get business, you know.
Failure in everything.
All things you do now, failure.
Hallelujah. But we want prosperity.
But we want for prosper.
That's the key. That's the principle.
The key and the principle that's what
you
don't talk
about. You meditate on the word of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So, what we're talking about, looking upon the word.
What do they talk about?
That's how you look upon it.
So you look the word.
You behold it. The Bible says that when we behold his face, we are changed from one degree of glory to the other.
The Bible says when we watch his face, we change from one level to the other.
You want to be like Christ?
You want to be like Christ?
I want to be like Christ.
I want to be like Christ.
Let's set our faces on him.
Then let we continue for look
upon him.
Look
not on man. Not on man.
Make you not overlook man.
I look so much on men. I look up to men.
Sometimes I can look too much for man.
Men will fail us.
Man go fail you.
I will fail you.
Me self go fail you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Look upon him, Jesus.
Look for Jesus.
Paul said, looking upon him.
Paul said, look up.
Steadfastly looking upon him.
Continuously, not pull the eye for now.
The author.
In steps.
And finisher
and end
of our faith.
We pray.
Praise the name of the Lord. Brethren, we are looking at the principles of being a successful Christian and being a strong Christian and enjoying the Christian life.
We look for the principle way for make we be that Christian way to succeed and enjoy with Christian life.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
True or false? This is an OBJ question.
This is a question. And now,
true or false?
True or false?
That's the only thing. You answer for yourself.
You answer for yourself.
The Christian life is a burden for many of us.
True or false? You will answer. Choose one. Christian life now load for we.
For many of God's people, it's a burden. It's a burden to serve God, true or false? For you to serve God is true or false?
For make you serve God, now load, now true or now false, a lie?
To go into, you know, time of prayer and fasting, you know, in order to get a spiritual empowerment and enrichment, it's a burden, true or false?
for make you yourself go inside prayer and fasting, for make you grow spiritually. Now load for you, a true or on a life.
To make a sacrifice for God. Make a sacrifice for God. God speaks to you to be able to do it. It's a burden. True or false?
For make sacrifice for God, what God tell you for do. Now heavy load for you. Now true or a lie?
There was one song we were singing this morning. I don't know whether I will remember it. I look at my what life. I say, God, is it true? He said, that song, that song say, I give my life to you. Can you raise the song? I give.
What sing we will sing this morning?
I surrender. Can we sing it?
Closer to you,
Lord. Draw me closer to you. I surrender my all. Stop. What did you say?
What did you say?
Surrender. Let's see. I surrender my what?
My all.
What? My, is it A-L-L?
A-L-L?
Yeah. That's wonderful. God will be just rejoicing and jumping.
And
oh, this my people, surrender my all.
Surrender
their all. Hey, God will just, brethren, if God sees such a heart, the Spirit of God will be searching our heart, and see that I surrender my all.
God is
spirit, I have a people who are, he will,
see with the surrender with
God,
all.
God's Spirit will surge. In here,
if God see that in
His glory will cover this place,
His glory will cover,
and all of us will be lying down on this earth on our face.
We face the white ground.
The Spirit of God is moving to and fro the whole earth, moving in here.
It will move all over
seeking
the whole earth.
Even hearts,
look for the hearts there
that are perfect towards Him. Hearts that are sincere.
They have the way
that through. This song I'm not singing
and that this
just enjoying the blessing. In fact, I was jumping up, I surrender. When brother Paul was just raising the blessing like this, God, have I surrendered all?
But I say, God, I really don't surrender all.
Have you surrendered? Have we surrendered all?
We don't surrender all.
Have we surrendered all?
We don't surrender all.
Have you surrendered all?
You don't surrender all.
God is looking for a place to dwell.
God, yes. They look for a place where can live.
You cannot live with anything.
You know they live with all any kind.
God is jealous. There's a God that is upon the altar of my heart that God does not tolerate.
God is jealous, bad, and he not they grieve for the other God goes to that you have to wait for candy.
I surrender my all to you.
I surrender my all to you.
I surrender my all.
I surrender me all.
Is it truth in my inward that?
Not true.
Oh, I don't think we are just singing. We don't even think about it.
I just a singer no more. I don't sing what time.
But they will always say whatever they are singing. Don't sing anything from your lips to God.
But I think he said, but don't just sing anything just from your lips to God.
When we are singing, God will just look quick. He will use his hand to block his ears.
And if we lift them all the day for singing, God will just take in his hand for blocking his.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because we cannot deceive him.
Because
I cannot deceive him.
Me, I'm not going to deceive him.
He knows.
He know.
But because he's merciful, he just covers his ears.
He gets a react.
Hallelujah.
He just cover in his.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, you have removed my passage.
my passage.
Okay, praise God. I say, look upon him. And he says,
look for him.
Our hands have touched.
You see, we hand don't touch.
See, there's a reality.
What reality?
Of this Christ, which we need to touch.
Real thing, but Christ, so we need for touch.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There's a reality of Christianity that God's people needs to touch.
real thing there about Christianity where God in people they need for touch.
When we touch it,
when we touch him,
our lives will not be
the same. Not going to be the same.
We will not just be in and out.
We will not go there inside and outside.
Hallelujah. Amen. We will not be double minded.
We know we'll get double mind.
We will be sold out.
We go give ourselves all.
If we touch it,
if we touch him,
then we can say we surrender all.
We go say we did surrender all.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The men touched it.
Men
touched him.
But man them in the touch.
I'm not talking of the disciples that saw him and interacted with him.
But the disciples that normally see him and they been there with him.
There were people who before Christ came saw the city.
People them in there, even before Christ came, they see that city there.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
They say they saw a city.
You see, they see one city
that has foundation.
And they see, say, get one foundation.
Whose builder and maker is God.
Where the builder and the maker of that city.
They saw the kingdom.
They see the kingdom.
And they lived on earth here like pilgrims.
And they lived in this world like people.
Because they didn't want to live comfortably so that they will forget to move.
They not be just have to live some kind inside some kind of comfort way. They go make them forget to move.
What do we want? We as Christians, what do we want on earth?
We are this as Christians.
What do we want
this world?
We want to build new cars.
We want big motor car,
big house,
big us.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
A good husband.
Good man.
Good wife.
Good wife.
Pleasure.
Amen.
Good pleasure. Have pleasure. Fun.
Enjoyment.
Here. Is that what we want? Then we have not seen. I have not seen. These men saw. They live like pilgrims.
Then man they live.
Thank God there are men.
The people they win a stranger.
Thank God there are people who have seen.
Tell God thank you. Man the people then they don't see.
They may not have seen completely.
They might not have seen all things.
But the little measure that they have seen.
But the small thing where they see.
They have given themselves to God.
Give themselves to God.
And they are living in that way.
And then they let you.
And when you look at them.
And when they look for them.
By a testimony.
They are people that
thank God. Testimony. Thank God for them.
We tell God thank you.
Thank God for them.
Amen.
There are men who saw.
Some man then they will see.
They get their lives to die.
Then give their lives for even die.
But these people said they didn't enter. Hebrews told them they did not even enter.
And if these people and they not even enter.
They saw it afar off.
They see them far, far away.
They saw it afar off.
They see them far, far away.
They saw it afar off.
They see them far, far away.
They didn't enter.
But they not enter.
They didn't enter.
They don't enter.
Hello. And the Bible says that they cannot they cannot be made perfect.
They're not going to be perfect
without us.
Without we.
So there's more precious thing that is reserved for us.
So precious thing and they were there for we.
It is us that will have to consummate the end, the
and
perfection.
We get to start that perfection there.
So brethren. We have much of God's grace, much of God's blessing, much of God's believes in you and me.
We get Bokup and God in favor, in blessing for me and you, and God believe for me and you.
And that is why He is making all provision for us to be able to
he
overcome.
He don't give all things for so that we go for overcome.
He said that He has given us great and precious promises that by them we might partake in His own divine nature.
He said, He don't give you some great and nice promise them so that we go be part of His nature.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let us thank God for His message.
Let me tell God thank you for
just thank God in your heart.
Tell God thank you in your heart.
Just thank God in your heart.
Tell Him thank you in your heart.
You know, for His goodness.
For His goodness.
For His mercies.
For His mercy.
You know, We are unworthy.
We know unworthy.
He sees our what we say in our words, our mouth is not what is in our heart.
Yes.
Sometimes I'm waiting with the talk that we must also in our heart.
But yet He loves us.
But even though that so be we still left.
Yes, He encourages us.
He still encourages
us. Draw me closer to you.
say, draw me
closer to you.
Closer to you.
Draw me closer to you.
Draw me close to you.
And he said, draw me that I might run with you.
He said, draw me so that I go run with you.
God draws us each day.
God, they draw me every day.
Each moment.
Every moment.
I said, no, I won't go.
He said, no.
Oh, leave me, I won't go.
Left me, I need to go.
Leave, I won't go.
Left me, I need to go.
He keeps on drawing us.
He is still a draw.
If he draws us and we run.
If he draws us and we run.
I'm telling you.
I tell you.
It will have been all over.
If he draws and we run to them, all things will be over now.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are fearful of men.
We are afraid of man.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Somebody said, judge between, was it Paul? We're telling them, judge between us.
Yeah.
Should I rather obey man? Or I should obey God.
The apostle they say, judge. We for obey God or for obey mortal man.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God's people obey man.
God in people. Sorry?
Obey man. Obey man.
God in people and today they obey mortal man.
We are afraid of man.
We are afraid of mortal man.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are afraid of tradition.
We are afraid of tradition.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are afraid of what men will say to us.
We are afraid of what mortal man will say to we.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to follow the world, the trend.
We want to follow waiting in the world, how things go.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Young people want to be like, what is happening?
Young people,
the trend.
They want to follow that, how the world go.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Nobody. None of us wants to stand for God.
We not know how to stand up for God.
Stand on His side.
But stand up that God inside.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When Moses came down from that mountain.
When Moses came down that mountain.
The children of Israel were in idolatry.
God Israel people, I mean, they were idolatry.
Hallelujah. In Hordom.
They mean they for all
in rioting,
babies and saying they
in fleshly activities.
All them flesh in them.
Moses came down.
Moses came down.
Say who is on the Lord's side?
Yeah, he say now who that day now God inside.
Who wants to be on the Lord's side?
Who that day now God inside?
Who really wants to be on God's side?
Who that one for day now God inside?
You know we are afraid to be on God's side.
Yes. We can be afraid for making good day on God inside.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I say if I'm on God's side, I'll be so lonely.
Say, if I didn't have God inside, I'm in one thing good day.
The world will come against you.
The world will come against you.
Darkness will come against you.
Darkness will come against you.
Your friends will come against you.
Party then will come against you.
Your spouse will come against you.
Your wife will come against you.
Your father will come against you.
Your papa will come against you.
Your children will disown you.
Your begin and will disown you.
Who will be on the Lord's side?
Who that will be now the Lord inside?
God is alone. God is alone.
God ain't one lady.
Jesus is alone.
Jesus ain't one lady.
When he was crucified, everybody took off.
All man go.
Even the strong Peter.
Even Peter will be.
I will not deny you.
He just said, I'm not going to deny you.
You know, sometimes of us, we feel we have so much strength.
Sometimes we think we get strength.
But when the time comes.
When
the tough time comes.
When that strong attempt comes.
We chicken out.
We run away.
A small guy will say, I know him.
Picking say, hey, I'm sorry, this man.
I don't know whether he didn't use slang. Say, God forbid.
And he said, may God not
be. I swear.
He swear.
I don't know him.
I know Sabian.
Not once.
Not one time you do.
Not one. Twice.
Not two times.
If it's twice, you say it's a witness.
Sometimes if it's a two times, you say it's a witness.
It's a witness.
Two.
But this was your third time.
But if him, now he three times.
Praise God. He repented. He turned.
Thank God.
That is the message of God.
Sorry, Father.
That is the message of God.
That is God in mercy.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you know why Peter was able to overcome?
You know what he made Peter be able to overcome?
Jesus prayed for him.
Because Amen. Jesus prayed for us.
He said the devil has desired to sift you.
He said the devil he don't want to take you away.
But I pray for you.
But I pray for you.
When you are strengthened. When you are delivered.
See, when you are not delivered, you
strengthen your brethren.
Help your brother them.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Is there any much difference between his situation and that of Judas?
Difference be really there between Peter in situation and Judas in situation.
It's a question. Is there much difference?
But could difference be there between the two situations?
Yeah. Yeah. What was it? What made the difference?
What did not be the difference?
What do you think?
What I think is that Judas had been doing this thing.
Okay.
And Jesus gave him opportunity to repent. Jesus knew he was a thief.
Good.
And he gave him the purse.
Good.
Hoping that he will repent.
Good.
But he continues and continues. Even at the last minute, Jesus still gave him opportunity.
Yeah.
Say, what you have to do, do fast.
Yes.
And Judas took bread, ate with the brethren,
yeah,
and still went ahead and did it.
Yeah.
So he consciously did what he did. But Peter, on the other hand, did not know,
yeah,
that he had what it took to betray Jesus.
Good.
So in his innocence, he said, ah, I will die with you.
Mm.
But he did not know that
he didn't have the strength.
He didn't have the strength to stand.
Amen.
Amen.
Did you get that?
We get on this.
And there's a word for us here.
Amen.
Okay. Okay, say it so that he can interpret.
I said that Judas, his son was, he knew that he was doing bad.
Judas, he be no say that bad he do.
He knew that he was stealing money from the purse.
He no say he be the thief money now that offering basket.
And Jesus carried the offering basket and gave him.
And Jesus gave him the offering basket.
And he was still stealing from
him. And he is still a thief.
And then he now went and planned to sell Jesus.
And now he take, he now go, the money pieces all sweet and take, he go and plan for sell Jesus.
And then Jesus, knowing that he was going to sell, what you have to do, do it fast.
And Jesus, he even know say, if they do that, and he tell and say, which you want for do and quick.
So he was giving him opportunity to repent during that prayer.
Yeah, and then for make he stop in the TV.
But he did not stop.
He continued.
But Peter, on the other hand,
but in the case of Peter,
Peter did not know that he would not be able, he did not have strength to overcome.
Peter could not be no say he not get that strength for overcome.
He said, Master, I will follow you even if it means to death.
He said, Master, I will follow you even if you ever die, I will follow you there.
But Jesus knew that he did not have that strength. I said, I pray for you.
But Jesus did not say, Peter not be get that strength there. And he said, I don't pray for you.
Amen.
Amen.
That's a full God's word for us here.
Amen. And down the now, God in word for we now ask.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Have I been consistent in a manner of life that God has consistently spoken about, and you know He's strong?
I don't day per life continuously where God always done the talk about and you know say he wrong.
And he took Jesus for granted.
Judas take Jesus for granted.
Are you taking God for granted?
You don't take God for granted.
I just pray.
I pray
that this sermon, what do you call it?
Sermon proof. That this sermon proof
will be broken this morning.
Yeah. Broke this morning.
It's God's voice. It's not a question of shame.
Now God in voice. Not a question for me.
Peter was not ashamed. He wept like a baby.
Peter in no shame. He cried like baby.
Have you seen an old man wept?
You don't see an old man they cry.
Maybe he would have just strong.
As today he could not make strong.
And gone into damnation.
And at the end of it, they go inside damnation.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you see me crying now, you know the way children used to cry.
You know the way begin and they cry. If you see me for crying,
they cry that's from within the heart.
They cry from the heart.
A broken heartedness.
That broke that heart.
Oh my God, you broke.
There's
a broken heart. Say a broken and a contrite heart. He will not despise.
That heart way broke and way sad. God know it. God know it. Just amen. Forget about
that. There is a brokenness that God looks at and he can't pass. Do you know that God weeps at times?
Some way we ask him, they were broke before God, and God they look him. And so you know, say something and God they cry.
Scripture. Jesus wept.
The Bible say Jesus he cried.
So God, that's what he said. But you know, say, do you know God has emotion?
God is a he get emotion.
God is jealous.
God is jealous.
He has a desire.
He get desire.
He has a will.
He gets.
That's why we should seek for God's will.
Now you make we for ask for God in will.
God has emotion.
He get emotion.
He's jealous.
He's jealous.
So Judas, he said, we are not. Paul made bold to confess, and I confess it this afternoon, that we are not of them that draw back unto perdition.
We not only wonder when they go back and say, for me, we lost finals totally.
Judas went into perdition.
Judas, he lost forever.
We are not of them. I am not of them.
We
that draw back unto perdition.
To that kind of way we go
I am
forever.
Of them. But that believe to the saving of the soul.
We believe something, we save.
Can we confess it together? Confess it for yourself.
Confess it for yourself.
I am not of those that draw back unto perdition. I am of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Can we say that together again? I am not of them that draw back unto perdition. I am of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Hallelujah. 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 That we might know him.
So that we go know him.
Like just read Paul. Philippians. Can we read from Philippians chapter 3?
Lord, we read Philippians chapter 3.
That is a man that wants God.
That's a man who wants God.
A man that is sold out to God.
Well, a man who don't give himself to
God. We are talking about Paul.
We talk about Paul.
Hallelujah. Even before he came to know Christ, he had a desire for God.
Even before he came to know Christ, he didn't get desire for God.
Just like Abraham. When he was in his father's land, he saw the wickedness, the idolatry and everything. His heart detested
him. When he was in his father's land, he see the bad thing and his heart may not be glad at all.
He was not a godly man. He didn't know God though.
He not know God that day.
But God saw his heart.
But God see his heart.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And used his father to
and
bring
he
him out.
Used his papa for pull and commodity.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He used his ungodly father to bring
he
him out.
He used his papa will not be even know God for pull and commodity.
I'll give you testimony of me, how I got saved.
I'll tell you what, how God saved me.
Amen.
Amen.
After the war, after the Nigerian war.
After that Nigerian war, that Biafran war, and Nigeria.
You know, we were in the army.
We were in the army.
You know, army life.
You know, army life.
I was smoking.
I mean, they smoke.
I was for drinking.
I mean, they drink.
I was into all this thing.
I mean, they were all that thing.
All the, you see, you know, when young people and small children do all these things, we just look and laugh.
So now when the young people,
we all did these things.
Look and laugh.
And we have passed them.
And we don't come out.
So there's no one you will do that I don't know. I will see, but I will keep quiet.
You do, I don't know. I will see, but I will keep quiet.
They will come and think that they can trick us. Because, this old man. We will see. But at times, we don't talk.
We didn't see, but something they talk.
So we came out after the war.
So after the war,
and there was revival.
And revival,
all right? Scripture Union. I'm sure you must have heard of Scripture Union.
Scripture Union.
How they camp? A youth camp.
Then get one camp when I'm in youth camp.
I didn't want to go.
I don't be one for go.
We didn't want to go with
we
my
brother. We don't be one for go.
My father said, "Oh, you people, come and go to youth camp."
My papa said, "You people don't wanna come for go na youth camp."
We went for youth camp.
We go na youth camp.
And we met Christ.
And I do.
We became born again. Now we came back to the house.
We came out
to live the new life.
But live that new life.
My father that took us to the camp meeting.
My papa, where can we go na this?
Now
camp
turned around to become the persecutor.
Now he turned for we.
So what type of Christianity is that? You must do this. You must do that.
You go do this.
I will punish you. I will do
punish
this.
You now.
But whose heart is already sold out?
But we heart is
should I obey my father or should I obey God?
Obey my papa or obey God?
So we decided to be outcasts.
So we decided for me then we be outcasts.
Praise God.
Amen.
That is about Paul.
Now the same thing about Paul.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Or like Abraham.
Like Abraham himself.
So Paul wrote this.
Paul write this.
Talking about his life. Let's look at it, I think, from verse Philippians. Maybe read from verse let's read from verse 1.
Read from verse 1.
Finally, my brethren.
He said, finally, my brother.
Rejoice in the Lord.
Glad
to write the same things to you, to me, is indeed is not grievous.
For me, I write the same thing to una again, not to bad thing for me.
Brethren, as we read this, see it as Paul's writing to us here,
as we
the church
it,
here.
See, saying to you, Paul writer, to this church.
But to you is safe.
He said, but for you, that's safety.
Maybe God is saying the same thing I said to you before, again and again. That means that you have not grasped it, so He's bringing it
so
again.
So then God, they talk the same thing everyone talked to you before, but you don't understand. So they bring and come back.
That's why it's beneficial to you.
Now He make it good for you.
So don't say, oh, I know you before.
No, talk say, I sabi am before.
I know you before, but have you done it? Are you in it?
I know am before, but you don't do am.
God knows you. Not done it. That's why
God
he's bringing it to you again.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Verse 2. He said, beware of dogs.
He said, una take them for them dog them.
Do you know dogs?
You sabi dog?
Hallelujah.
Huh?
Dogs are those animals that go back to their vomit.
Dogs, they are then animal them. When then they vomit and they lick and back.
When they eat, it finish, they vomit.
When they eat, so vomit, then they lick.
You know, they even eat their poo.
Even then they eat the toilets.
Hallelujah. Brother, can you tell us a little more about dogs? Oh, brother, Ide.
Brother,
is there any other thing about
unclean nature?
It has unclean nature.
He not get good nature at all.
And it's also contentious.
He always fights.
Okay, then there is the sexual looseness.
And he always behave like that.
Not to restrain.
Yes.
That is, I don't burn, but I never marry.
Let me see. I mean, I don't burn, but I'm not married.
Okay, so that's the dog nature.
Dog nature.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God.
Amen.
Dog nature. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's not ashamed. No, dogs are not ashamed. They're not ashamed about it. They don't have no shame.
They don't get shame at all.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, beware of them. Beware of dogs.
He said, take them for dogs.
It's a spiritual dog that God is talking about here.
That spiritual dog God is
beware about. Of that spirit of the dog. If it's coming to attack you, beware of it.
Rebuke it. Attack you. For rebuker.
Come against it with the blood of Jesus.
Come against it with Jesus in blood.
Resist it.
No regret for that.
Flee all appearances of dogs.
Run away from all them things.
Beware of evil workers.
You see, take them for them people the way they walk evil.
The whole manner of evil.
Beware
of the circumcision.
Say, beware of the people that way.
Concision. Well, the same thing. The way I'm saying it in the spirit, you know, some concision is, well, are those who believe in physical canal. You know, physical activity, you attend church.
So, I mean,
but the church is not attending because of spirit, just for you to be present.
Now, people, like, I'll just share, like, people, they always just declare, attend church, they just believe in the physical thing, but when people, they see them present and they, and all, they just believe in the flesh side, they not believe in the spirit.
But we are the circumcision which worship God in spirit. We are the circumcision.
But we now that circumcision where then they worship God inside the spirit.
That means that the circumcision is of the heart.
It means the circumcision will get now inside.
So what God wants to do, cut off, is cut off everything that is fleshy.
So waiting God wants for cut off now is he cut all that thing away the flesh is.
Everything that is carnal.
Anything when a carnal thing.
Hallelujah. That's the circumcision of the spirit. And we rejoice in Christ Jesus.
And rejoice in Jesus, in Christ Jesus.
And have no confidence in the flesh.
And we not get one confidence from the flesh.
You see, though I might also have confidence in the flesh.
Even though it's possible for me to get confidence in the flesh.
Paul had a lot of confidence in the flesh.
Paul didn't get beaucoup confidence by himself.
He was educated.
He been get education.
You know, he was a Hebrew of Hebrews.
He had been the agbagba for the Hebrew them.
I think he was a lawyer.
In fact, I've been a lawyer.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, a Pharisee or the Pharisee, those who in their activity, you know that these people know God and they love God.
And then big Pharisee them.
Hallelujah.
In the thing that when I do, you say, then let God.
A great man of God.
And like me, and I'm a great man of God.
His cathedral is 10,000.
In church, it takes 10,000.
He has a group of pastors under him.
Beaucoup pastors under him.
An expositor of the scripture.
And it's a for expose was show the scripture.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That was him. He said he has confidence in the flesh.
But he didn't get confidence from this flesh.
If you think here that you have confidence, that's what you're telling us. If any other man thinketh that he had whereof he might trust in the flesh, I more.
He said if anybody will think say he will about trust in the flesh, he said, you know, pass me.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, at times, you know, we are so proud to come. You are coming into this small gathering. Say, what is their name? What do they have building?
Something that we can so for kind of this place here. Who say, what is their name? They not get building.
Who is their pastor?
No, that's not their pastor.
Reverend, Doctor, Professor. So and so.
Reverend, Doctor, Professor.
when he's coming, you know. He has confidence in
when
his flesh.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He said, heal more, much more.
He said, if anybody talks to our pastor, I will get confidence.
Then he now enumerated his ritual things he had done. You know, here we can say, I'm baptized.
Now, if for somebody,
I'm confirmed.
Say, me, I don't baptize. They confirm me.
At times, you can say, I speak in tongues.
Sometimes people like just say, are they talking tongues?
Then you can say, when I lay hands on you, you understand.
So he
gave his credentials.
And now he can show he qualifies.
He says, circumcised on the eighth day.
He
said, stock of Israel, tribe of Benjamin. Is Jesus from the Benjamin? Who is Benjamin tribe? This is David.
David.
Saul.
Okay.
The first king.
Okay. Saul, the first king, is from Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews.
Say, it mean a Hebrew of all Hebrew.
I don't think we'll be able to appreciate his credentials.
I don't think so. You'll be able to appreciate this money.
He said, as touching the law.
Say, if you want to talk about the law,
a Pharisee.
Mean a Pharisee.
As touching the scripture.
If you want to talk about the scripture.
And that is every part. I mean, there's no. Do you understand?
All side, as I
mean. Concerning zeal. Oh.
If you want to talk about zeal.
Hey. He loves the Lord.
See, I love God.
I love the Lord.
I love God.
When the Lord appeared to me.
When God appeared.
You know, I went on 80 days fasting.
I go fast.
And I met the Lord, and the Lord spoke to me.
And I meet God, and
and the Lord told me, go out in the world, and I'm going to go with you. And anywhere, any person you bless will be blessed.
And any person are blessed.
Raise up your hand and take the blessing.
Take it. Raise your hand up and take the blessing.
Hallelujah. He said, concerning zeal.
He said, it was zeal.
Persecuting the church.
I persecute the church.
Touching righteousness.
He said, touching righteousness. If you don't talk that righteousness, you don't talk about.
Blameless.
He said, I don't get one blame.
How many of us here will say, no, I'm not giving, I'm never born.
Sorry?
I say, how many will say, I'm never born?
We almost go talk say I'm not ever born.
I say how many of us would say
I never born without
marriage.
I say, how many of you go talk say no me I'm not born yet without
I know they smoke cigarettes.
I know they smoke cigarettes.
I never take drugs.
Some say I don't want to take drugs.
I know they tell lies.
I know they tell lies.
And I respect people now.
I respect people.
I never steal anybody's thing.
I don't want a thief person's thing.
I'm obedient body.
I mean, an obedient person.
Hallelujah. So I'm touching the law, blameless.
Say, if we have to talk about the law, I'm not going to want blame.
Hey, when you look at that man.
When you look the man.
Say, that's a godly man.
That's the way we
talk about such people.
Now,
say,
so
godly man.
Talk about any kind of people,
quiet, gentle.
Oh, now
he dresses well.
He talks
his trousers in very well.
He coatless, good one.
The sister dresses well.
The sister, he dresses
his dress,
fine.
His neck is up, very up.
He doesn't wear
spaghetti dress.
He don't get spaghetti
dress. He doesn't wear too much high heel shoe.
He ties
his hair when he's going to church.
He's
involved in evangelism.
And in fact, he's
among the children ministry.
Even the children ministry,
I can name it.
If you name, talk
I'm touching the law.
See, what you want to talk about? The
hallelujah. He says, blameless.
One blame, not even.
Go after this 3:7. But this man now said, all these things that we are gain to me.
See, but all that thing they are so well, that's like, say, that good thing for me.
I count them as loss.
See, at the count, loss. All things at the count are saying as loss.
Yea, doubtless. Okay, loss for Christ.
At the count are saying as loss for Christ.
He say, yea, doubtless. I count all things but loss.
He say, truly, at the count, all that thing are saying as loss.
Why?
What do you do?
Say, for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus.
Say, for
Christ,
that
my Lord.
Knowledge of Christ with the higher up.
Jesus my Lord.
We know Jesus my Lord.
For whom I have suffered the loss of all things.
See, for I don't suffer for the loss for all that in it.
And do count them as dung, as cow dung.
And are they counted as cow toilet?
That I may win Christ.
So that I will win Christ.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Can we go up? You see, not only winning him. But be found in him.
So that I will bend myself inside him.
So what it means is that it's not only when you win Christ.
Not to just forget Christ.
You will continue in him.
Well, you have to continue inside him.
You know that scripture talks about that we shall know him if we follow on to know the Lord.
That scripture already talks say we go know him if we continue for follow for know God.
It's not just I'm born again.
Not for just say hey, I don't born again.
And that's the end of it.
And
go back to the world. Somebody a Christian meets you, start witnessing to his own witness to me, I'm born again.
And somebody go for witness to say, no bother for witness to
me. Are you in him?
You did Isaiah.
Are you continuing in him?
You did continue Isaiah.
Brethren, that's very important.
And that is very important.
We must continue in him.
We get for continuing Isaiah.
Hallelujah. So be found in him, not having my own righteousness of the law.
And let me say Isaiah, and not to forget me your righteousness.
But that which is through the faith of Christ.
But that righteousness within and the faith in Christ.
The righteousness which is of God by faith.
That righteousness the way now of God and by faith.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Not the righteousness that is of myself, what I'm able to do.
Not to what me able for do.
But the righteousness which is of God by faith.
For now that righteousness the way now God is righteousness by faith.
I believe God that my righteousness is of you.
I believe God say my righteousness is of God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That I may, verse 10.
So that I go.
What is the all the main reason? It says that I may know him.
What do you mean? I do all this, and so that I will know him.
That is knowing God.
It means saying, but know God.
What I desire to impart to us, and I think what God desires to impart to us,
and which I will say God will put inside
is to stir up our hearts,
and for make you have
for that strong desire to know Him.
That desire for know God.
You know, we've been talking about the power of resurrection.
We don't talk about that power of resurrection.
That I may know Him,
so that I will know Him.
The power of His resurrection.
Power of
a
resurrection.
The fellowship of his suffering.
And that fellowship of his suffering.
Being made conformable unto his death.
So that I go I will be like how he, I mean, even for up to the way he died.
Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Spirit of God wants to trigger up this desire in our hearts.
God is Spirit, one for pushes desire in our hearts.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There has to be that desire.
That desire they get for this.
It's not that you can get it, but God wants to see our hearts. When He sees our hearts, He comes to us.
When God sees we have, He comes to us.
He sends help to us.
It is sending help for we.
Not just to be a Christian in words.
Not for just be Christian by much.
But to be a Christian indeed.
But so that you go be Christian by what you do.
In His power.
By God in power.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Paul also who declared.
Paul himself, can you talk out?
That it is in Him.
That
we live.
With a live.
It is in Him that we move.
With a move.
It is in Him that I have my being.
We self set.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
My having my being in Him means that naturally.
It means a.
My actions will be just the action of Christ.
It means a me action and we just tell like.
I will react like Him.
We go. It means I go act like.
I don't need to meditate to fast.
Begin for
so that I will be like Christ. For Paul, that was his desire.
Paul, I mean desire.
When we think of the power of resurrection.
When you think about that power of resurrection.
That time something brought you a shining before we came.
Something there for that.
It talks about the Christ, the anointed one in us.
It talks about that anointed.
The resurrection power in us.
Resurrection power within inside me.
So brethren, the kingdom of God is in your heart.
My brother, God in kingdom then are your heart.
The authority of the kingdom of God is in your heart.
The power of God in kingdom then are your heart.
Let us understand the authority of the kingdom.
Make we understand.
The government of Sierra Leone has authority.
Sierra Leone government gave power.
And this authority is the authority that the police people you have on the street are operating in.
Now, and now that power they police people they see that street now they use.
Go there and drive carelessly.
If you go and drive some bad way,
they will catch you. They are sending that authority.
So then they use that power there.
They catch you. They you catch refuse you. To submit. They will jail you.
If you not agree for them, they will put you in a jail.
You do something that is wrong. They will kill you. Nobody will
do
talk.
Something wrong. They can even kill yourself when you talk.
Legally, in quotes, nobody will talk.
Now, I'm talking about legal and nobody has up.
There's a force, an authority of a kingdom.
So, yeah. A power, the way,
authority of a kingdom.
Of the kingdom.
But this one, we're talking of earthly kingdom.
But this one, we will talk about this kingdom and this world. Yeah.
With earthly police.
With them, police then and this world.
But Jesus will always say Zion police.
But the teacher can say, Zion police.
Brother, you know in this kingdom there is authority, there are laws, there are powers, there are policemen which you don't see.
But in this kingdom, authority and the policemen and they also will get power. Well, you know they see.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The ability to discover secret. You know the people have your state have secret that what they call the SSS security service. Alright, state security service. They have.
On a country get state security service.
You do something against the state, they will now come and they will investigate.
If you do something against the country, they will come and investigate you.
They will put plain clothes and come to investigate you.
Then they can't even CID without clothes.
They will ask you questions.
They ask you questions.
If you're clever. Clever criminals can deceive them.
But then criminal the way not clever then he knows the sin and security.
But you cannot deceive the Holy Spirit of God.
They can deceive them, but the Spirit of God you know for deceiver.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Before you do that thing, he already knows you're going to do that thing.
Before you want to do something, he already knows.
You enter under the bed, he is just by the corner looking at you.
When you go under the bed, he just in the corner and he watch.
Oh, say God, you know, the Spirit of God can say you did that thing, repent.
Say God, you know, say that, and say God say no, you do it. For revenge.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. That is the kingdom in which we are in.
Now that kind of kingdom they will never.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
So Paul wants the power.
So Paul wants the power.
The resurrection power
that resurrection power.
He wants to be part of the fellowship of his suffering.
He wants for day inside Jesus is suffering.
You know, our Christians of these days, we hate, we don't like suffering.
We Christians today, we don't like suffering.
But it says, out of much tribulation, we shall enter.
It's in one of our tribulation, and inside there we will enter.
How do you get patience?
How do you get patience?
If you are an impatient person, how do you get patience?
How, if you're not patient, and how will you get patience?
Let's say, bro, come back. You're impatient. This way. I'll just say, I pray for you. Now receive peace.
I will say, well,
receive patience.
You don't say you know.
Is that the way it comes?
And
how do you get it?
Pray for you. Say receive patience. That's where it comes.
Can you say patience comment by what?
See how patient they come.
Eh? Yes, through persecution, through that God will work out patience in you. Praise the name of the Lord.
Persecution will come and God will work out.
And say, be made conformed unto his death.
He say, for make you
conformable.
Make you conform to just like the way he died.
If by any means I may attain unto the resurrection of the dead.
So that by any means I go get up to that resurrection of the dead.
Amen.
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 I think I feel I should stop here.
I think so, for but so.
There are different ways we can know him.
But different way than the way we forget.
We need to know him. We need to grow.
We need for Noah. We need for grow.
Hallelujah. I just want to just mention some of the ways we can grow.
I just want to mention some ways that we can grow.
How we can know him and learn him. By looking upon him, I've thought about that. By looking upon him. His word. You look at his word.
Look in word.
You study it.
You study it.
You meditate over it.
You meditate. You put first in your mind.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
By faith. Having
by faith. But we get faith.
The other one, God says, be still and know.
God says, just sit on, sorrowful, not shake.
When you are faced with situation and circumstances, you turn your heart to God and be calm.
He said, when you get problem and he said, turn your heart to God and just stay calm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Considering, humbling yourself, considering everything that you have gained as loss.
Consider all the things you don't gain as loss.
Forgetting the past.
Forget waiting on past.
The good past, like
even
Paul.
The good past.
You know, he forgot his reputation. He lost, he gave them up.
That he don't be, he would have been in the corner. He give all that thing in the earth.
Then forgetting all those things, all the sins, past sins that God has forgiven you.
And forget all the past sins that we God don't forgive.
The blood of Jesus cleanses.
The blood, Jesus in blood.
And God does not remember.
And God not remember.
Hallelujah. It's not like man.
Not so like mortal man.
I say, you did this thing before. You have done it again.
You don't do this thing.
This is the tenth time you have done it.
Now the tenth time.
And you want me to forgive you.
And you want me to forgive
God you. Doesn't do that.
God
doesn't
do that.
He forgives and forgets.
God be forgive.
He says we should forgive 70 times 7.
He says he forgive 70 times 7.
So you need to forget your past, your past achievements.
Forget
and also
you don't achieve before.
Forget your past failures,
forget
which you have committed to God. Hallelujah. And set your eyes on the author and finisher of our faith.
On Jesus Christ, the author and the finisher of our faith.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
How do we know that how do we know that we live in him?
How will we know say we don't live inside him?
And how do we know him?
How will we know say we know him?
Because he has given us his spirit.
Because he don't give his spirit.
And his spirit is the spirit of God is the spirit that brings everything about Christ, reveals him to you.
Everything about Christ is the spirit that reveals unto you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is the Spirit of God that reveals Christ. In fact, Scripture says it is the Spirit of God that baptizes us into the body of Christ.
Now the Spirit of God will reveal Christ. In fact, now the Spirit of God, now he baptized me inside Christ.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
So if you don't have his Spirit, you cannot know him fully.
If you not get his Spirit, you not go for no and where. You
cannot know God.
You not go know God.
He cannot reveal the things of God to you.
He not go able for reveal God in things unto you.
You cannot have a true fellowship with him.
You know that true fellowship with him.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You cannot interact with him.
You know, for
interact.
That's all I with him.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I just feel I mean we should end here.
I feel say we for end Nayasu.
Because you need the Spirit of God. We need the Spirit of God.
Because we need God in spirit.
He is the one who gives enlightens the eyes of our understanding and because gives us the revelation of God.
We are eye for open and he give revelation.
So are you baptized in the Holy Spirit? It's not just enough to be born again.
So are they asking you baptized in the Holy Spirit? It's not just enough for just born again.
You need to be empowered.
You need to get strength.
Think about it.
Think for that.
I just pray that God will bless this word into our hearts.
Just pray, say God will bless this word now we have.
And that the sermon proof.
And that sermon proof
of my heart.
Of my heart.
Of your heart.
Of your heart.
Will be broken.
It will be broken.
So that His word will be able to have access.
So that in word will get access
into my soul, into your soul,
and your soul,
and be able to accomplish the purpose
and the
for which God is sending
that thing we God sent up for.
Amen. Can we just pray?
No, we just pray. No, we pray.
Hallelujah. Remember, God expects us to respond.
God expects you for Lewi answer to what He don't talk to.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Let's just take up that sermon proof.
Lord, take that sermon proof
that the devil brings to cover our hearts.
Which devil they come for make for people for cover we have.
Cover our hearts from being able to receive His word.
For make we not receive the God in word.
Let's come to God.
Lord, we
be silent.
Quiet one.
Let Him minister to your heart.
Make Him talk to your heart.
If He's speaking to your heart and you have an issue, something your heart is arguing with Him about.
It will talk to your heart and your heart gets something away. It will argue with God, but
just calm down and hand it over to God.
Just calm yourself and hand it over to God.
If God is telling you about do something and then you're afraid.
If God is telling you for do something and you're afraid,
and you are feeling that the price that you're going to pay will be too much,
you feel that thing they for do it's a total thing for you.
You are afraid of the consequences.
You're afraid when you go do that thing, that action, they waiting go happen after.
Hand it over to God.
Hand them over to God.
And just submit to Him like Mary did. Say, let it be unto me according to
and
your word.
And just surrender to Him. Just like how Mary do. May He say, make it be according to what you don't tell me.
Tell Him, Lord, help me.
Tell Him, say, God, help me.
I want to do your will, Lord. Help
I want
me.
To do your will, God.
Lord, you know it's difficult, but
say,
help
God,
me.
You know say it hurts, but help me.
You know the shame that will come out of it.
You know the shame where you come out.
You know the pains that will cause me.
You know the pain where it will cause me.
Lord, you know the anxiety that is in my heart about this matter now.
You know the thing where the God in my heart concerning this matter.
But Lord, help me.
But God, help me.
Come to my help. I want to do your will.
Help me. I want to do your will.
Help me, Lord.
Help me, Lord.
Deliver me, Lord.
Deliver me, Lord.
Father, save me.
Save me.
Reveal yourself to me.
Reveal yourself to me.
Let me see you.
Make us see you.
See you with the eyes of faith. I believe in you.
Make us see you and with the eyes of faith and make us believe inside you.
Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. All things are possible. Lord, I believe. Oh Lord, I believe. Oh Lord, I believe. All things are possible. Lord, I believe. Oh Jesus is here. Oh, Jesus is here. All things are possible. Jesus is here. Jesus is here.
Oh, Jesus is here. All things are possible. Jesus is
Lord, we believe. So as we sing at this time, you want God to touch your life.
You sing at this time, you want God to touch your life.
The word has spoken to you somehow.
God will talk to you some way.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You have removed the sermon proof.
You don't remove that sermon and, proof thing.
And you've gone back.
You don't come back.
You've gone back.
You don't go back.
You strayed back. You backslid.
You don't backslide.
But you're sorry. God has seen your heart. You're sorry.
I'm sorry right now. And
you say, God, you're sorry. And that, Lord, I want to come back to you. Like the prodigal son.
God, I want to come back to you.
That is the reason why God is... That is the reason why God is speaking to you as he's speaking now.
And that day, God, they talk to you.
So, as we sing it, you just believe God and stand on your feet.
As we sing, I just believe God.
You know, you're standing for God. You're standing for God.
Not for mortal man, not for God.
Not for me, not for the brethren.
Not for anybody else.
You shame the devil.
Make the devil shame.
And you say, God, I'm on your side.
I say, God, I didn't on your side.
Hallelujah. We'll just sing it. God, we believe.
We'll sing and back, say, God,
then Jesus, you're here.
Then Jesus, you then I am.
Jesus, you're here. Jesus, you're here. All things are possible. Jesus, you're here. Jesus, you're here. Oh, Jesus, you're here.
Hallelujah.
All things are possible. Jesus, you're here. Oh, Lord, Lord, we believe. Oh, Lord, we believe. All things are possible, Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. Oh, Lord, we believe. All things are possible, Lord, I believe. Jesus, you're here. Jesus, you're here. All things are possible. Jesus, you're here. Oh, Jesus, you're here.